And we're back with Radio Cafe once again. I have with me now Candace Walsh, who is the managing editor of New Mexico Magazine. She's here to talk about speaking. She's here to speak of the arts. About
speaking,
what's,
yeah.
Welcome, Candace.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
Candace might be a little bit jet-lagged. I'm not sure. You don't look like it, but she's back from Paris this week.
A great little vacation. And, yeah, any kind of silly spaciness you can just attribute to jet lag.
Or just the fun we have here at the Radio Cafe in the morning.
That's right. So I want to start out with something really great. Today is a deadline for a scholarship applications for the Black Mesa Writers Intensive. Now that's going to be December 6th, but today's the deadline. It's featuring Julia Cameron, Natalie Goldberg, Theo Pauline Nestor, solo performance coach Tanya Taylor Rubenstein, and yours truly up at Bishop's Lodge.
Candace Walsh.
Yes. The Black Mesa Writers Intensive is a one-day program that was inspired by Theo's October New Mexico Magazine article, The Breakthrough Sisterhood, which focused on Natalie Goldberg and Julia Cameron and their intimate relationship with New Mexico. New Mexico was a place that really spurred them on to move into writing about creativity and basically was a catalyst for them. So I'm really excited about something that was conceived out of an article for the mag.
That's great. And can you give us the dates again on that?
Sure. Today's the deadline for the scholarship, and you can find out more about it at writingismydrink.com. And December 6th is the actual event at the one-day Writers Intensive at Bishop's Lodge.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'll tell people about something going on at the Lensic, a couple of Lensic events coming up. Tomorrow night, the Santa Fe Symphony and the Santa Fe Institute are presenting Voyages of Discovery 4. It's been a series for them. The Majesty of Music and Mathematics. This is a presentation between both organizations. The symphony will be playing, and Dr. Chris Moore, physicist and mathematician at the Santa Fe Institute, will be speaking. They will be talking about the remarkable interweavings of the languages of music and math. It's educational and great music, I understand. That's tomorrow night at the Lensic starting at 7:30. Tickets are 988-1234. And I just realized the ads have been running during this during our show here, but I think it's going to be a great performance and interesting.
Excellent. I am very intrigued by that because my daughter's 12 and she's a cellist. And sometimes she struggles with math, and so I think it might be nice for her to see that relationship since I think she's doing more math than she thinks.
Right. That's great. Cello's beautiful. Good for her.
So tomorrow is Dia de los Muertos, which is very, very robust here in New Mexico. I want to share some events going on. Through November 3rd, the National Hispanic Cultural Center in Albuquerque hosts an exhibit of altars created by area students and teachers. And today, they present a free Day of the Dead celebration. Down in Mesilla, and I'm mentioning Mesilla, which is near Las Cruces, because they really, I think they have the most intense Day of the Dead celebrations. November 1 through 3rd, the village hosts its annual Dia de los Muertos festivities on the old Mesilla Plaza. And in Albuquerque South Valley on the 3rd, catch the 21st annual Muertos y Marigolds Parade and Community Party. You can find out more about that at muertosymarigolds.com. And in Santa Fe, finally, there's a Day of the Dead celebration at Red Dot Gallery. That is today, public reception. Well-known northern New Mexico artists whose work has enchanted viewers with their artistry, surreal imagination, and humor in portraying death.
And I may be wrong on this, but do you know marigolds are a big part of Day of the Dead because they
symbolize
I think they're such bright flowers. I think they're supposed to kind of attract those from that have moved on to the next world to come to us. That they see the sea or whatever you want to call it. They're attracted to the brightness. I'm not sure. I could be wrong, but I think I've heard that.
Great. I did not know that, and I'm so glad to add that to my context.
To my knowledge.
Yeah. And November 5th, Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt will be playing at Pope Joy Hall in Albuquerque. You can find out more at Pope Joy Presents or call 877-664-8661.
Thursday, this coming Thursday, Peter Buffett will be in conversation at the Lensic in a benefit for the Academy of the Love of Learning. The event's called Life is What You Make It, a concert and conversation with Peter Buffett, who is, and I want to make sure I get this right, the grandson of Warren Buffett, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
He has written a book that is called Life is What You Make It, and this will be, he'll talk about his book, which was recent released, and it was a way up there on the New York Times bestseller list. Using his own life story and experiences, he'll talk about how important it is for all of us to define our own path. And that's a benefit for the Academy of the Love of Learning. It's Thursday, November 7th at 7 o'clock at the Lensic.
Excellent. I think some of us are still feeling the Halloween vibe. And if you are, you might enjoy Deep Into that Darkness Peering, an art exhibition based on Edgar Allan Poe's The Raven. And that's through November 16th at the Fuller Lodge Art Center, fullerlodgeartcenter.com, 505-662-1635.
I'm going to do one more Lensic event just to tell people that because we're featuring Macbeth on Tuesday night, Tuesday, November 5th at 7. Macbeth will be broadcast in HD from the National Theater Live series. This version of Macbeth stars Kenneth Branagh.
Neat.
And Alex Kingston, who I know from the old days of ER, and other people know her from Doctor Who.
Oh, fun.
I think it's going to be a great performance, obviously, with Kenneth Branagh. And Tuesday at the Lensic.
Great.
7 o'clock.
This weekend is the Dixon Studio Tour. It's the 32nd annual event, which features dozens of artists and art-related businesses. And feel free to enjoy all the great wineries and restaurants, and even head to Taos and make a really great weekend of it. Thursday, the Tony Hillerman Writers Conference kicks off November 7th through 9th. There are numerous sessions on all aspects of writing. Registration is required, and it's at the Hilton in Santa Fe. You can find out more about that at wordharvest.com.
Collected Works has, as always, lots of things going on. This is a really big week there. One of the things that sounds interesting to me is Valerie Plame and Sarah Lovett will be at Collected Works reading from their new book, Blowback. We all know Valerie Plame. And Sarah Lovett is a Santa Fe-based, or was Santa Fe-based, writer. They collaborated on this book, which is fiction, about a young woman in the CIA.
Fun.
And as Valerie Plame told the Passatiempo this week, Vanessa is definitely a younger, smarter version of me. So it's got some.
Well, I think I'm going to have to read that because I've been obsessed with that Homeland show with Claire Danes.
I am too.
I just got through the second episode. The second season. And it was a complete life takeover.
I know. You can. The third season is really good too. And the Valerie Plame event is 6 p.m. Wednesday at the Collected Works.
All right. Robert Christensen is a vernacular photographer who traveled around the back roads of New Mexico for decades, taking photographs without any real, connection to the art world. And he walked into the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History with his portfolio, showed it to a curator, and they just gave him a show. That show, Vernacular Architecture of New Mexico, photographs by Robert Christensen, is on display at the Albuquerque Museum of Art and History, and that's through March 16th of next year. Now, these photographs, we did a big feature on him recently in, the November issue, which is the brand new one, and it's Diamonds in the Rough. And you see a really excellent selection of black and white photographs of those old kind of broken down buildings that are scattered around New Mexico that make you sort of feel like, nostalgic and appreciate the living history on the land architecturally. Kate Nelson of the New Mexico History Museum wrote a really fabulous feature to go along with these photos. So enjoy the photos at the museum and enjoy the story in the November issue of New Mexico Magazine.
If you're looking for a cat, we have one for you. It's the cat of the week. The cat of the week this week is Glorietta. She's very sweet, but somewhat shy. She needs a quiet home where she can settle in and blossom, and she'd probably be best in an environment without dogs or small children. She loves sitting in laps and being petted. She's a beautiful girl with medium-length coat and brown tabby markings with large white areas, and she was born in about September 2010. She's, what, about 3 years old? Mm-hmm. If you're interested in adopting Gloria, call 505-316-CAT-1. That's 316-2281 for more information. You can also go to the Felines and Friends website, which is fnfnm.org. Felines and Friends gives second chance to abandoned and neglected cats.
Oh, great. On that topic, on November 2nd, tomorrow, in Albuquerque, is the Doggy Dash and Dawdle. It's a fundraiser, a fun run event with music, food, and entertainment, plus thousands of human and canine participants at Balloon Fiesta Park. So that's tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. And if you'd like to find out more, the website is doggy-anddawdle.org. Also tomorrow is the Scandinavian Festival at in Albuquerque at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be food, arts and crafts, kids' activities, dancing, and people selling neat Scandinavian products. The website for that is scandiabq.com. scandiabq.com.
If you're not careful, you'll end up at Sandia Casino, so put the C in there.
Where's the Scandinavian stuff at?
It's over there by the slot machine. If you're interested in participating in a civil disobedience action against the Keystone Pipeline, this is an event you might like to attend. There is a training for Keystone Pipeline civil disobedience action. It's on Sunday, November 3rd from 9:30 to 4 all day in Tierra Contenta. If you'd like more information, please call 820-2490. I don't have a lot more information about it, but they can give it to you.
Mm-hmm. And also, let's see, also going on in Santa Fe, or I should say, yes, Santa Fe, the O'Keefe. Well, speaking of O'Keefe, I just want to say that I was very happy on Facebook yesterday to see that my friend's little girl was dressed up as Georgia O'Keefe.
Oh, what a great costume idea.
She had the, you know, her hair back and a black outfit with, like, sturdy shoes, and she was carrying some big flowers, and she was carrying a print of O'Keefe's paintings, and I just thought that was so darling.
Especially in a crowd of witches and clowns. She had a pretty cool costume.
Yeah, exactly. So,
November, did you dress up, Candace?
I am, like, such a Halloween Grinch. I don't live in a neighborhood where kids trick-or-treat, and my kids were with their dad, so he loves that stuff, so it worked out really well. They got to trick-or-treat with their dad. I got to pretend it was just like any other day.
I don't live in an area with where we get kids either, so.
So the O'Keefe event is Tuesday, November 5th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's art and leadership for adults. O'Keefe's approach to abstraction from nature and exploration. You can examine your understanding of abstraction through hands-on activities and group discussion led by Lorraine Schechter, a visual artist, poet, and educator. You can find out more about that at o'keefemuseum.org.
What else do we have going on?
We've got so much going on. I'm going to jump into this weekend. There's a public symposium, Rethinking New Mexico Art, speaking of the arts. Can't get more on target than that. So today from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., there's a keynote address, and this is via the New Mexico Museum of Art. So the keynote address is Why It's Time to Rethink New Mexico Art by Dr. Cody Hartley, Director of Curatorial Affairs at the Georgia O'Keefe Museum. And then tomorrow, Saturday, from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., curators and artists from across New Mexico will discuss new perspectives on the art of the region. So that's something that would be great for people who work in the arts as well as just appreciate the arts.
I've got another Collected Works event. It's tonight at 6 o'clock. Cyril Christo and Marie Wilkinson will be talking about their new book, Predatory Light, Lions and Tigers and Polar Bears. They photographed these animals in their natural environments, shot them in black and white. The images will be shown, and they'll talk about their book, which will be available at Collected Works. I always like to drink Collected Works coffee during the day, so I'll give a shout-out to the cafe there.
Is it good to go across the street and get it?
It is. I can't forget to mention Holy Spirit Espresso right on San Francisco Street with Bill, who has, as he says, the best coffee in town. But I also very much enjoy Collected Works, and they have books, which is always a bonus.
Yes, they do. I just got over a really bad addiction to this amazing concoction called pumpkin spice dirty espresso chai latte or something.
Whoa.
from Mangiamo Pronto on the corner of Old Santa Fe Trail in Alameda. It's really, really good.
I haven't tried that yet.
But it's
that place.
I noticed that they were like putting like two big scoops of chai mix into each cup, and then I realized I was probably having a week's worth of sugar that I wasn't quite aware of. So yesterday, I think, will be the last day for that seasonal treat. Speaking of Thanksgiving items, the farmers market every Tuesday in November will be bringing a cooking demonstration to enhance everyone's holiday feast. So Tuesday, November 5th, there's a winter squash soup demo by Val Alarcon, and we've got November 12th. There's a turkey thing by the Santa Fe Culinary Academy. And the 19th is all about sides. The 26th is a Thanksgiving ramp-up. So if you want to be inspired to bring up your A-game on Thanksgiving, then here's some wonderful free classes that open at 10. They begin at 10 a.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion. And you can find out more at santafefarmersmarket.com.
Site Santa Fe is having an event this weekend. The Site Store is pleased to present a store salon with book artist and paper engineer Sally Blakemore. Sally's holiday pop-up cards will be on sale at the Site Store, and she will host a free pop-up workshop as well. Sally, of course, is a local artist and pop-up book artist, among other things that she makes.
Yeah, she plays the marimba very professionally. She's got, if you've ever seen a brilliant woman with blue pigtails. She's got blue hair this year. She's a fantastic person.
She is.
My children have attended art classes, paper engineering art classes with her when they were younger. They adore her, and I adore her too. So I'm very excited to see that she'll be sharing her amazing talents and gifts with the people of Santa Fe.
Me too, and I think all ages are interested because I'm interested too. So
yeah.
Maybe I'll see you there with your kids. It's from 1 to 4 on Sunday, and it's at Site Santa Fe. Oh, RSV is required if you'd like to participate in the workshop because workspace is limited. So call 989-1199. I'm sure you can stop by and go to the store and buy things if you'd like her work, but the workshop, you need a reservation, please.
Yeah, she's got amazing pop-up books and also award-winning, best-selling paper-engineered books, whether they're pop-up or fold-out. I mean, she's really quite an international success.
I like that you use the term paper engineering, which is the correct term.
Right.
Or pop-up book artists,
well,
makers.
I think when you say pop-up book, people understand it. And when you say paper engineer, you're like, what is that?
It's impressive. It's impressive.
Like making
me.
Highway signs out of paper mache or something. Sounds a little bit tech.
There is a weekend celebration of music, yoga, film, sacred dance, and other bhakti forms of creative expression this weekend at the Rail Yard Performance Center and Center for Spiritual Living. It's the first annual Santa Fe Kirtan Fest.
That's neat.
Kirtan.
Kirtan.
Yeah. I did it right. It's amazing. This will be...
maybe it's Kirtan. Anyway, go
either
ahead.
Way, I think there will be a Day of the Dead how-to chant and singing workshop, followed by an uplifting all-age yoga and visualization workshop.
Fusion.
There will be music, gosh, I'm having a hard time here.
You need more of that espresso.
I think so.
My jet lag is catching. That's what it is. I gave it to you. I'm a witch.
Why don't I say this? Go to this website to find more information. Santa Fe Kirtan Fest, Santa Fe K-I-R-T-A-N Fest.com, or call 505-490-9276.
I want to talk about stuff happening today. Two book-related items or word-related items. One is a book talk about this book, The Art and Legacy of Bernardo Miera y Pacheco. He's an amazing map maker and other... He was a man of many talents and early Spanish conquistador-type guy. He did a lot of beautiful illuminated map work, and those maps exist today. He also did... He was the first Santero. So he was making retablos before anybody.
Oh, cool.
And the Museum of New Mexico Press just put out a book by Joseph Diaz. Now, this book was reviewed in the December issue, which is coming out in mid-November, of New Mexico Magazine. We also have a two-page spread by Joseph Diaz about a map of Miera y Pacheco's in January. But tonight at 6 p.m. at the New Mexico History Museum, there will be a talk about this beautiful, full-color, coffee table New Mexican-style book. And it sounds like we're winding down.
It does sound like it. I hope we've covered a lot of cool events. There's a lot of good things going on. You can always find more by looking in New Mexico Magazine.
That's right. And at magazine.com and on Facebook. We just hit 20,000 fans this morning.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Thank you, Candace Walsh, Managing Editor at New Mexico, for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Diana.
Have a good week. And you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name's Diana Delling, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.